It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019. We have about a dozen ships on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming west in the morning, and also 5 to 10 knots in the afternoon, but the direction's going to move around a little bit. Wind waves from the northwest, 2 feet at 4 seconds, southwest swells, 2 feet at about 19 seconds apart. So we have northwest wind waves caused by our northwest winds and southwest swells. So those are about 90 degrees apart. So you might see some minor confused sea activity out there, although the seas are just not that high out there, just a couple of feet high. And again, that period, when you say at 4 seconds, it means 4 seconds between wave crests. So there's a 4 second delay between those wind waves, and then there's a 19-second period between those swells coming in, so that's quite different. So the 19 seconds means that between each of those southwest swells, you could count 19 seconds from one wave crest to the next. On the Columbia River Bar today, we have general seas 2 feet. We had a strong ebb around 5 a.m. this morning, but building seas to 5 feet, another ebb around 5:30 p.m. with seas building to 3 feet, and a third very strong ebb around 5:45 tomorrow morning, seas building to 5 feet. And watch out for those exceptionally low tides this week, which give you an opportunity to do some interesting a look at the beach, seeing parts of the beach that you normally don't see at low tide here. Just be careful because it could be slippery and you don't want to get caught out there in that very low tide area as the water is coming back in. Let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 2 inbounders, 6 in our Astoria anchorages, and 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Tiger Pioneer, arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She will probably arrive there around 11:30 a.m. The articulated tug and barge rig, the Ocean Reliance, owned by Crowley Maritime, is arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland. She's refined petroleum there. She'll pass Astoria maybe around 11:30 p.m., so a big time gap between our inbound vessels, and probably get to the Portland area by about 5:30 tomorrow morning. Today on the Ship Report, I want to talk with you about an event that's happening in another part of the world that, unless you're there, you might not know about it at all, unless you happen to Google it like I did. I came across this yesterday, and it's very interesting. It's a total eclipse of the sun that is happening and only visible in South America, and it's happening today. So I thought it would give me an opportunity to talk with you about not only eclipses, but also about the role of the sun in something called celestial navigation, which is what ships and boats use, historically have used to get around the oceans, and do so in kind of an electronic way now with GPS. But basically, the sun is a big deal in with mariners, and always has been, not just because it lights the sky, but because of the path that it takes across the sky and how they can use that to help tell them where they are on the water. And it also just has to do with natural navigation, being aware of your environment. So many of us spend so much time inside that we don't think we need to pay too much attention to this, but it's just very interesting. So the topic of eclipses brings up a lot of other things to talk about. So first of all, what's happening today? So this I found online. The biggest sky-watching event of 2019 is happening today, especially if you're in the world of astronomy. The moon's shadow will darken skies over a narrow strip of land through Chile and Argentina as Earth's natural satellite passes in front of the sun in the first total solar eclipse to grace our planet since the Great American Solar Eclipse of August 21st, 2017. So kind of what was happening here in Oregon, for instance, and Washington, is what is now happening in parts of South America, or will be later today. So eclipses, total eclipses, are a relatively rare celestial event. It's about a 125-mile-wide band stretching from La Serena, Chile, to just south of Buenos Aires, Argentina. Sky watchers there will get about 2.5 minutes of daytime twilight as the moon completely blocks the sun from view. So there are a few remote islands in the Pacific Ocean that will also see today's eclipse, but elsewhere on the Earth, where we are in the Pacific Northwest, we wouldn't know that it was happening at all. So a testimony to how big the Earth is and how very interesting and very dramatic things can be happening in one part of the world, and we wouldn't even know it here. So according to what I'm reading here, the first part of the eclipse will begin at about 3:22 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, so that would put us about 3 hours earlier than that. And it will be over at about 5:46 p.m. Eastern Time. But basically what it made me think of when I was thinking about this is, as I said, how big the Earth is, that something so dramatic could be happening in one part of the world, and we wouldn't even know it here, but also about the role that the sun plays in something called celestial navigation. So on land, we navigate, we're on roads, we have a lot of landmarks. If you drive to work, you know what all the local landmarks are, and you have them all in your head, and you don't even really need to think about it. You know, I need to turn on this road, I need to turn on that road. Well, there are not very many things like that out at sea, especially when you're out of sight of land. And so mariners rely on celestial bodies like the sun and stars to help them figure out what is going on. So you can use stars around twilight, and you can use stars at night. But during the day, you would use the sun. And so if you were a mariner before the days of GPS, you would be out in the ocean far from shore and would use a device called a sextant. I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but it's a handheld device that has mirrors on it. And it's used to determine the angle between an astronomical object like a star or the sun and the horizon. And when you have these measurements, you can use that information to calculate where you are. So the sextant is a very ancient instrument that has been used for just many, many, many years by mariners worldwide. It's called taking a sight or shooting the object and using that information to calculate where you are. So mariners on ships tend to do sights on the sun when the sun is directly overhead at noontime, and that helps them figure out where they are. So the sun has a very predictable path through the sky, and so that helps mariners figure out where they are. I mean, you can, if you're outside walking around in the afternoon, you can kind of tell the direction of where you are by looking at the sun. I mean, the sun sets in the west, it rises in the east generally. In the summer here, it sort of moves toward the south a bit. But generally, it's like a sort of like a compass. And when we think about these things, it gives us sort of an opportunity to connect with the natural world. In fact, I want to remind you of a book that I read, I can't remember how long ago I got it, a couple of years ago. It's called How to Read Water, and it's written by an author called, his name is Tristan Gooley. And he sort of specializes in something called natural navigation, about how you go outside and walk around in your neighborhood and figure out stuff that other people might think you were quite amazing if you knew these things. But basically, by observing and understanding how the world works, there's an awful lot that you can tell about what's going to happen in weather and other things. And so I just recommend him to you. His name is Tristan Gooley. This book is called How to Read Water. And I've used parts of it on the ship report I've gone out and walked around and observed the Columbia River and learned things about what's happening out there just by looking around. So that connection to our natural environment that mariners know so well, because they, when they're out on the water has a great deal of power over them. When we're out on boats, the ocean is the big deal. The water is the big deal because it can, paying attention to it is very, very important, and paying attention to the natural environment is very important. So I think in many ways, mariners are very connected to their environment in a different way from maybe the way people on land, those of us who spend our times mostly in buildings, don't quite have that connection, which is one of the reasons why it's so wonderful to go out in a boat. So at any rate, if you get a chance, you might want to look online for the solar eclipse in South America today. I'm sure you can find a website that will enable you to watch it. And another interesting phenomenon in our amazing natural world. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.